I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Summer camp should be fun and games, but in the former Soviet Union, it can be risky. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock says the challenges for church summer camps are many.
The government is putting new restrictions and challenges on a lot of these camps, including in some restricted nations where they will come into the camps with film crews as well as different investigators to try to find proof that these camps are illegal.
No one's sure how new religion laws in some of these countries will affect church camps this year, but churches are moving forward anyway for Christ. Next, in a March 7th press release posted on the American Center for Law and Justice's website, Iran says there's no death sentence on Pastor Youssef Narakhani. In that letter, the Iranian embassy also noted their constitution recognizes Christians as religious minorities and allows them freedom to worship. There's a whole firestorm brewing over this case. Meanwhile, Narakhani remains in jail. Keep praying for the doors to stay open, and pray boldness, too, for gospel workers. And there's a controversy brewing about Bible translation into the Muslim context. Some Christians are criticizing Wycliffe Bible Translators, the Summer Institute of Linguistics, and Frontiers, claiming the Son of God and the Trinity are being watered down. Wycliffe is concerned that they get it right, so Russ Hirschman says they've asked the World Evangelical Alliance to organize a review.
We've asked them to call together a group of world-class theologians and biblical scholars, linguists, missiologists, translators, people from the whole global church, Muslim background believers.
Until that review is done, Bible translation's on hold. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's M&M, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.